It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA's Ag Outlook Forum is taking place here on Thursday and Friday, and this form basically gives us some baseline projections for the supply and demand numbers for the grains for 10 years. Yesterday, they released those numbers for 2026. We'll talk about them after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
USDA's Ag Outlook Forum released their 10-year projections for the commodities or for the grains on Thursday morning, and we'll take a look at what it said for the top three crops, the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans. For wheat, all wheat acres came in estimated at 45 million. That's up from expectations of 44.8 and down from 45.3 for last year. For yield was estimated at 50.8, that's versus expectations of 51.9 and 53.3 that we saw in 2025. Stocks are estimated for wheat to come in at 933 million bushels. That's up from the estimate of 901, but pretty much in line with last year's 931 million bushels. For corn, it was a little bit friendly as acres came in a little less than anticipated. Corn acres were estimated at 94 million, down from the 94.9 that was estimated, and a lot lower than the 98.8 we saw in 2025. Yield also saw a little bit of a reduction as trendline yield is coming in at 183 bushels versus 183.3 expected and 186.5 that was realized in 2025. That puts stocks at just below that 2 billion bushel level at 1.837 billion bushels. That's versus expectations of 1.98 and versus the 2.23 that we saw in 2025. For soybeans, acres are appearing to increase. Estimate has it coming in at 85 million acres. That's up from the 84.9 estimated and quite a bit higher than the 81.2 we saw in 2025. For yield, yields expected to stay unchanged with what we saw in 2025 at 53 bushels. It was slightly higher than the expectations of 52.8. But for stocks, for soybeans, nothing really changes as stocks is estimated to come in at 355 million bushels. That's versus expectations of 349 million bushels and the 350 that we saw in 2025. So overall, USDA is expecting that as far as corn is concerned, we're going to see stocks tighten up. But for soybeans and for wheat, it looks like it's going to be a stable or steady year compared to what we saw in 2025.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.